The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 39. The Near Approach of Death. Everyone knows that he must certainly die, yet many delude themselves by imagining that death is at so immense a distance from them that it will scarcely ever reach them. No, our life is indeed short, and death is very near us. The days of our sojourning here are few, and perhaps much fewer than we imagine. What else is our life but a light vapor, which is driven away and disappears with the wind, a blade of grass which is dried up in the heat of the sun? O God, thou shouldest not suffer death to overtake me when I was under thy displeasure, because thou didst love me and didst desire my salvation. Wherefore I will always love thee. My days, said the holy Job, have been swifter than a post. Job 9:25. Death is hastening towards us more rapidly than a post, and we at every step, in every breath and moment, are drawing nearer and nearer to death. At the time of our death, how we will wish for one day or one hour of the many we now squander away to no purpose. Ah, Lord, if death were now announced to me, what should I find that I have done for thee? Alas, come to my assistance. Let me not die ungrateful to thee as I hitherto have been. Grant me true sorrow for my sins, the gift of thy love, and holy perseverance. Death hastens towards us, wherefore we must also hasten to do what which is good, and to put our accounts in order against the day of its arrival. When death comes, it precludes all remedies for what has been done amiss. How many are now in hell who thought of amending their lives at some future period, but were prevented by death and consigned to eternal torments? My dear Redeemer, I will no longer resist thy calls. Thou offerest me pardon, and I am desirous of obtaining it. I pray for it, and I hope for it, through that death which thou, my Jesus, hadst suffered, that thou mayest be able to impart it to me. I am sorry, O infinite goodness, of having offended thee. Thou, my Jesus, hast died for me, and I have postponed thy friendship to my own wretched inclinations. For the future, I hope with thy assistance always to love thee. I love thee, O God, I love thee. Thou art now and shalt ever be my only good, my only love. Mary, Mother of God, watch over me and take pity on me.